Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to an episode of Chair Shot Radio. Happy Saturday morning, everybody. This is your host, DPP. This is the first time, I guess the second time technically, because you did hear us once earlier between DP and the Dillinator talking some wrestling, but first time for me hosting Chair Shot Radio on this Saturday, and I'm introducing a show called Talking Smack, which, you know, if you're a SmackDown fan, if you're a wrestling fan, you know what Talking Smack is. Mine is Talking Smack, S-M-A-C, hold the K, because we're talking Saturday morning Animal Crossing, Talking Smack. Look at that.
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
Right?
Great job. Great job.
I stayed up all night figuring that one out.
I used my work hours today, yesterday, pretty much all week. 40 hours was just thinking of this idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm getting paid.
Yeah. Right. Thinking of that, figuring out our new segments to play on our Winter Zoo show for Turn Up for What and everything. You know, it takes time. It takes time. You got to do something. So, as you heard, I've got my man Adam here from A Winner Is You.
I'm happy to be here. My first time then on this. Yeah, love firsties. It. And we're talking the best topic we can talk. We're striking when the gold is hot. Like, get them gold nuggets while you can on this 2-year-old game, because we're a bunch of grown men that finally started playing it.
Three grown men who spent an entire episode of A Winner Is You, episode 27. Talking nothing but this game of Animal Crossing, which is ridiculous. I don't know why we're doing it. And I don't know if anybody really wants to listen to it, but fuck it. This is what we talk about. This is our stuff.
We're doing
it. My time.
This is what we do. This is what we do now. We're an Animal Crossing podcast, and the winner is you. We're going to change the logo, change the name. We're doing it all.
And as we talked about, we got a t-shirt that we're working on. We got ideas. There's going to be a t-shirt.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Keep
theme
an eye
song.
Out.
Like, it's... This is the most excitement I think I've had, and it's related to Animal Crossing.
You're excited! Feel these nipples!
Hey, you know what? You struck gold twice. That's twice with nailing it on sound clips.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Once in a while, you have a good day, you know. So we're here. We're here. We're talking turnips. We're talking... Well, shit, we did turnips, I guess. We could talk about something else. There's all sorts of shit going on with Animal Crossing. I could tell you that I just got my new resident services, came up today, so I'm excited. I was able to finally do some changes, start making bridges. I already moved my house. So that'll be ready tomorrow. I didn't see, I didn't go up on top of the hill because I was thinking about doing that. But next time we go to each other's islands, you got to see mine. Where my house was, slightly to the left of that, there was like a little outcove peninsula type of thing where my house fits perfectly in there.
Oh, so that's a good idea then.
I don't have to run all the way up to the top of a hill if I want to go from resident services to get to my house for anything. I'm still close, but yet I'm separated from the rest of the commoners, as we're calling them.
The peasants.
The peasants.
It's my island. I didn't want you to move here. They just made you move here.
Yeah.
They know who owns this island. Yeah, I remember kind of looking at your island because at that point I was the only one that could go up because I had the ladder. And I remember thinking there's a couple cool spots, which when I picked my island, that's why I picked mine. I was like, there's a spot here that I really like that gets me kind of elevated in a way, and I wouldn't want to have to mess with the elevation in the game at all to like create that for myself. So like mine is like that, where I pick the highest spot in the corner, and it actually works out nice with resident services is like perfectly in the middle for me, and I can get, if I just run right and straight up, I'm there, and by now I got a bridge, an incline, and I'm gonna probably build the next incline so I can just run it. I don't have to jump over, climb.
Smart.
But like, it is loaded. We were talking about it in our podcast where it was twice in a row. Mine is loaded with shit. I have stuff everywhere. I'm super hoarder. I don't even care what it is. I don't even have to like it. It gets put down somewhere. I'm getting those achievements.
And I think, how many rooms do you have? Because I think is four the max? Can you get one big room and then one on each side?
You can get more than that. I stopped. I have not continued to add rooms. I've been putting my bells elsewhere. Turnips, obviously, as we talked about. And then just hoarding money as well. So now I'm just sitting with 300. I had 350-some-K bells on me. And then I just planted 99,000 bells. We're taking the risk. We're going to see if that triples.
I want to see. I want to know next week. We're going to find out. Adam decided to take the risk and bury 99,000 bells.
I got some money to mess with. 10,000,
so we'll see. I actually got some interest on my money that was in my bank account.
Yep.
I finally got it.
How much interest did you get?
I was like 26 bells or something like that. It wasn't much.
Yeah, I thought it was so stupid.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that, and then I'm starting to realize why you put money in there a little bit, I guess, because you can only carry so much, too, and then they start putting them in bags on you and take up space in your pockets. So.
I'm okay with it taking up space because I have four rows of space. So then it's like, oh, I'll just eat the space on a couple spots. Because even if I go to an island and wipe it out, I'm not filling up my whole inventory then. So like now I don't care. Eventually I will. But so what I was reading, and I should probably tell you tips as I read it because you play it like I do, is that put all your money in the bank on the 31st and you'll get interest on it. But I was like, it's only 0.05%. It used to be 0.5%. So the maximum amount of money you can get is like 9,999 bells. And I only got like 183, I want to say it was, almost 200 bells. And I was like, well, that's kind of dumb. Like, what's 200 bells is nothing. That's the peasant money over in their corner I put them in. I don't want 200 bells.
Right. Yeah. I'm with you.
Oh, this damn game. We're going to talk about this until, the podcast has to change names to something else because we get shut down because of Animal Crossing. that's the goal.
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning stuff like your idea because I got to go get that extra row for my pockets for storage as well. I haven't gotten that yet. And then I didn't know you could just drop the turnips somewhere because I had them stored in my pockets when I bought the 1,000. And I was like, man, this is just taking up a waste of fucking space. And I got to wait for days till it's a good price to sell them back. And all it's doing is taking up space. And then Drew was like, oh, I just drop them in the house. And I'm like, what? And then you were like, yeah, I bury them. I'm like, what the fuck? Why didn't I think of that shit? Because I was like, you can't put them in your storage. When you go into your house, you can't put them in storage. I'm like, what the hell do you do with them? That's brilliant. Like, just bury them outside.
Yep. That was my first, when I went into my house and I was like, I got all these turnips. What am I going to do with these? And I'm trying to put them in the house. So I'm like, it keeps wanting me to eat one. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I cannot put these in storage. Hey. And it was, my immediate thought was to go, oh, why don't I just go plant them to get them out of my inventory?
Genius. Does it plant 10 at a time, too? Does it plant 10?
Yeah, it just takes that stack.
Takes a stack?
It does the stack of whatever it is. Isn't it like 100 to 1 or whatever? It's, I don't remember. But like,
yeah, it's 10
so
to
I've
1.
Had 10.
Yeah.
I had 10 planted spots.
All right.
Four of them. And then I was like, whenever the time comes, I'll just dig them all out and go sell them that moment and turn 44K profit. You were what, 40K?
I was 40K. Yeah, worth 40K it. This week. Definitely worth
Should've
it.
Should have bought more.
Buy as many as you can.
Although the week, I'm going all in this week. I don't even care. If I get on the one that's the decreasing, I don't care. You lose a little bit, you'll make it up on one of the weeks when you get the high fluctuating or the large spike, you'll make it up. It's fine.
Well, if you use that website, you know, and you first day, you'll know if you're, you know, I think you probably know if you're on the decreasing one almost, so you can just get out right away if you have to, you know, and you're good to go.
Yep. And at least it'll give you a risk percentage where it'll tell you, like, it knew on my first number that I was on the small spike. So, like, 100% chance I was on a small spike, but then it was percentages to break down which part of the small spike you're going to get, if it was going to be a little bit higher or if it would kind of round out. And like, then you know, like, okay, it's going to go up a little bit, I got to get out though in a, like, probably 2 days. So like, that app is awesome. It takes the risk out of it, and it's like the amount of contributors on that is amazing. I didn't count it, but I want to say, quick guess, it was 25 to maybe 30 names. It looks like probably Reddit names, groups listed on there for contributing to building this site. That is awesome for tracking that, so you don't have to figure it out yourself in like Excel or Notepad like I was doing.
God. To make that algorithm too is crazy. It's what was it? Turnupprofit.io.
Turnupprofit.
Yeah, go check it out if you're playing this game, because that's that's brilliant. I mean, I was trying to think of that, like, man, do I want to build some kind of algorithm? You know, I can use the tools we use at our work and come up with something, but how much do I really want to spend that much time figuring this out? I don't know.
I would have done it. I would have thought about creating something, and I would totally shared it with Drew. He wouldn't have cared. That's why it would have been funny. He would have been like, yep, this is what we do at work now.
Yeah, this is it. That's what we do. Can I submit this on one of my goals?
One of my goals for the year, create this for Animal Crossing.
create turnip selling profits, prices, yep.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm going to have to, basically, I think I'm going to build like a garden area where I can bury these turnips. And then I also was reading as well, like, because I was wondering where, because I was kind of trying to plan ahead of like, oh, when these people come to my island and I have to build a house for them in a certain spot, like I was going to make, okay, this area is going to be where the houses are. There's some of my rocks are over there. And I'm like, can you possibly move your rock? And you can. If you know, eat something and then you smash it, it'll reappear the next day somewhere else. And you could, there's a way, apparently it's kind of a pain in the ass, but there's a way you could trick the system into putting the rock in a certain spot. So you could make like a rock garden for all your rocks if you really wanted to, which would be awesome. And I think once I get
it'd be so much easier.
Once I'm at a spot in the game, I'm going to try and do that. So like you can at least get them into a certain cluster. So yeah, you don't have to run around the entire island hitting your rocks to try and get all your iron nuggets and your anything else that you get popped up. So take a look at that too.
We talked about that too, because I was an idiot thinking you had to break the rock every time to get your one thing out of it. And like, this is stupid. I'm never going to get 30 iron nuggets. Yeah. So like my rocks have moved a ton of times because I broke them every single day I played.
And apparently it only grows back one per day. So if you break them all in one day, you're screwed for a little while.
Yep. That's exactly where I was.
Brutal. Yeah. Don't do that. Apparently don't do that. I never broke them because I didn't know you could. I didn't realize. I was like, what's the point of eating these, the fruit? Because I'm like, it didn't seem to do anything for me. Because I didn't try anything. I thought maybe you could run faster. And then I was like, then you guys were telling me like, oh, you can actually, you can dig up the entire tree and move a tree if you wanted to. Or you can, I'm like, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. I blame it on Tommy or Timmy, one of them little effers, the one that would walk around. Because he'd always be like, if you know, you can do different things if you eat your... Eat and it tells like get your full bar. So I would eat 10 and then I'd be smashing rocks and moving trees and shit. Yeah. Like this would make a difference. That little bastard, Timmy or Tommy.
Yeah,
son of a bitch. Nooks.
Just deal. Just buy my shit. Don't tell me what to do. Do you have to eat 10?
That's all you're good for.
That's all you're good for.
You don't.
And spend waste.
You can only eat a max.
Making me buy stupid shit that I don't need.
No, you only eat one. You like if you're like I'm gonna move 5 trees, eat 5 things. That's all. That's all you need.
Oh, so it's one piece of fruit per thing you're gonna do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's no sense. Yeah, I'm just excited that I'm at the point where I can start manipulating my island a little bit. So I'm trying to plan.
Yeah, that's
out
where things. I think it gets really fun. I think that's where it's going to get really fun. You start getting enough bells to, like, demolish and remove a lot of stuff and, like, actually lay it out versus, like, I just plop shit and move on. So, like, eventually I'm going to get my island cleaned up. That's, like, long-term goal. Right now it's maximize bells and get all the shit.
That's right. That's what I was trying to do. I'm like, well, I can just get all my bells, upgrade my house as high as it can go and be done with that and then start doing the rest of the island. But I debate it because it's like I don't buy a ton of shit either, so I don't like you said, it's the house wise it's like who cares necessarily. It's more about the mm-hmm. other stuff you can do, so I don't know if I should waste my time or I don't know, because I'm weird like that, and I'm like, ooh, I could have a room like my for my bedroom, and then I could have a room where I put all my like kitchen shit, and it's like, well, that's kind of necessarily kind of stupid. Like, do I really need to do that?
That's me too. And you actually get it's the main room, the 3 rooms around, upstairs and a downstairs.
Oh,
an upstairs
shit.
And a basement.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
so it keeps,
close.
Like, I can only imagine it's probably going to be 3 million bells to do the basement, the last one, based on this, how it grows in value, bunch of bullshit.
Just to get this.
But that's going
to
be my Mario.
500,000 some bells.
Yeah. And I paid it down to 400, and I'm like, I don't want to pay it anymore. I want to use it for other shit.
Right. I got bridges I want to build now, and I want to, like, I got a ton of other stuff I want to do. It's a delicate balance, my friend.
Yeah.
And then I got to keep some money
greed.
For turnips.
Spend it for me. I need my money for turnips.
Anyway, Sunday morning turnip fix, and I need to buy some shit. So what do you do? I don't know.
Got to buy the turnips. Turnips last a week. The house will be there forever. That's the motto. That's what you got to stick with. That loan will always be there. Turnips will be gone on Sunday.
That's right. You don't need shit for your house. You need those bells.
Skip anything
you
have. You get on from 5 a.m. to noon. You get on and you get those turnips.
That's right.
You got church? Don't care. You get on and you get those turnips.
There's a drive. There's dead time and during church. You bring that switch with you. You got 5G in your arm
how
now.
How funny would that be? you got the 5G in the microchip now.
Sorry,
it
Pastor.
It should work just fine.
Yeah, sorry, Pastor. I'm buying turnips here this morning.
What if the pastor was just like, what are your prices? What are the prices on your island? You got your code? Can I jump on your island quick?
Yeah. That's another
pastor. Amen. Amen. Get out of here. Everybody get out.
Peace be with you. And price be with turnips. Oh, God.
That should be on the shirt. Peace be with turnips.
Oh, God. Oh, we're going to hell.
Oh,
correct.
That's
it. I think that's it. That's it for us.
That's fine. That's it for us.
As long as I got turnips, I'm fine. So this is Saturday morning. Tomorrow morning, you get on there. You get your goddamn turnip prices, and you buy. You sell that shit in your house, whatever you got. It's not worth it. The turnips are.
You get all of it. $174,000 you can spend for turnips.
And then
you
bury
buy
it.
All of it.
and then just bury them, apparently. So I'm going to build one hell of a garden to just bury turnips around my house. Because apparently that's what I need to do. So I got construction to do. That's what I'm going to be doing tonight is construction. Is moving all my shit because my house is moving. So I got to move the flower garden I built and all that shit. That's got to go.
Oh, I know. I left mine.
Did you? I figured out
random
that you could.
Bushes.
I was excited because where the spot was, I was like, man, I had that camp, that big old bonfire going. And I'm like, that's kind of neat to have. And now I don't have a space for it, but you could put it on the beach. You can drop it on the beach. Oh, and so it was a perfect spot.
I didn't know you could do that.
Right in front of me. Cause I'm like, I wonder if this will work. And sure shit, I could drop the bonfire on the beach. I'm like,
oh, I didn't know you could put shit. I thought you could only put the fucking coconut trees. Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
At least that one. That's the only one I've tried so far. So see what else you can do.
I'm going to test that out. Put some chairs out there. Might move my pool. So you have a pool looking over the sea like rich people do. Oh, man. Oh, I got all the ideas now.
Oh, you can get a pool. Oh, see, I forgot about that. Oh, man. Well,
you can buy a pool.
I can always move my house over a little bit. We'll see. It's another 30 grand. What's the big deal? It's fine.
No big deal. Those are pennies in our world now.
Once you build a basement, are you fucked? I don't know. I'll find out. Yeah, can you not move your house anymore? What do you do?
Foundation set. You're done.
Yeah, you got to buy a new basement. What? I wonder if I'll sink into the ocean then, because I'm right on the ocean. Build a basement. That's probably water underneath there.
You'll probably get a glitch. You'll probably get a glitch of water.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. Now I want to just. Oh. Now I want to pay off my house just to see that. I don't know. We'll see. All right, I think that's it for turnip talk. I think that's it for Talking Smack this Saturday. Talking Smack, SMAC, hold the K. And that is Saturday morning Animal Crossing Talk. Adam, thank you for joining me. That was a lot of fun. We'll do it again next week.
You're welcome.
As long as we're continuing to play, I think we should keep talking about it unless someone complains that they don't want to listen to Animal Crossing. I think we'll still do it anyway because tough shit.
Then we pump it more. You know, that's how it works.
Then we're gonna start talking paintings and how to spot the fakes. That's gonna be next.
Sunday morning talks. No, that Monday morning lol. Yeah. We're talking paintings.
Talking paintings and how to spot the fakes. That's gonna be next. I've only bought one so far, so I got the guy. He just showed up, so I got to see if he's still there. Yeah, check it out.
Back of your island. Yep. That's where he keeps his boat.
Yep, I saw the boat earlier today, so I got to go back and check it out, see if he's still there.
Oh, man, I'm going to be up for hours. Love it.
It's going to be a long night. It's going to be a long night. All right. That's all for us. Once again, make sure you go to thechairshot.com. Follow us there for all your wrestling sports, entertainment, sports and entertainment. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/chairshot. And get yourself a Chair Shot t-shirt. And get yourself a Winner's U t-shirt, as we talked about. One of these days here, we got an idea we're coming up with for a fun Animal Crossing crossover? Animal Crossover? Shirt?
Animal Crossover.
For a Winner's like U? Well, we got some plans. We got some ideas in the works. So we'll be there. And that's it for us. So we'll play us off with our new song segment for a Winner's U, which is called Turn Up for What. Thanks for listening on this Saturday morning, guys. We'll see you later.
Turn down for what?
Yeah.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Turn down for what?
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Turn down for what?
Oh my God, I love that. I love that.
I don't know why.
So good.
That was the only thing that popped into my head when we started talking about this segment to do turnip talk. And I'm like, all I could think of was turn up for what? And I'm like, how do I make that into a bit? Like, I think I could do it.
Oh, I love that. That's so good. It's so good. We're an Animal Crossing podcast. It's so good.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.